Hello, welcome to this link to SharePoint tutorial. This is part 7. I will illustrate how to run cross-site collection queries with link to SharePoint. I'm Serge Luca, SharePoint MVP, working for DevOps Belgium and DevOps France. Code and PDF files can be downloaded from my blog, http://sergeluca.spaces.live.com. And this is part of the DevOps SharePoint 2010 course that I teach for DevOps Belgium and DevOps Luxembourg. Working with only one site collection can quickly become a time bomb. Indeed, a good practice is to have a content database size between 100 and 150 GB. Beyond this, performance decreases and disaster recovery become complex. You should be prepared to create several site collections, but the problem with Link is that by default it doesn't work across site collection, and I will show you how to fix that. Here is the super bug. When you try to open another site in another site collection, you pass this other site as a URL. You check if the context is not null. If it's not null, then you store the current site collection in default site. And in default web, you try to open the other site, your website in the other site collection from the current site collection. And this doesn't work. This generates an exception. If the context is null, then Microsoft open a new site collection and store the pointer to the this other website in default web. So how can we fix that? Here is how I fix it. So I try to open another website in another site collection, so I provide the website URL here. I keep a trace of the existing URL and the existing website. I create a new site collection, I create a new website, I create a new empty HTTP request, a new HTTP context, I associate the HTTP context with the HTTP request, I associate the HTTP context with the new SP web. I run the query, and then I switch to the previous HTTP context. Let's test this on a web part. This is my first site collection. I have a suppliers list with 6 suppliers, and I will display these suppliers in the web part. So I'm in the current site collection. Now I will move to another site collection 2. And when I click on the button, I'm able to display all the suppliers. So for instance, let's say let's get back to the original list, site collection 1. Let's add another supplier, supplier 7 from Belgium. Actually, the query returned all the suppliers from Belgium. Okay, now let's switch to site collection 2. And that works.